Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Hey, we have made it to the final hour. Hunter Yerichek, the athletic director at Arkansas, joining us shortly. We've had a lot of guests this afternoon, including John Feinstein, the noted basketball writer. And we are continuing with your phone calls. Pat is up next in Georgia. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Paul. Hello. I've got a question, and don't answer me with a question, but why are people calling in kissing up to Jim?
Well, Jim is considered an elite caller here, and I think a lot of people like to hear him.
Well, I don't even know what to say to that.
Well, you don't agree?
No. I think lately he's been a whiny baby.
So, Pat, what is a good caller to you?
I think Legend is a great caller. Okay. I think Augie's a great caller. I think Iman's a great caller. And those are my favorite three.
And you don't think Jim is a compelling caller?
Jim is compelling because he's so sad.
Sad?
I think he's sad, yeah. You don't think so?
Well, I think Jim is very passionate. I believe Jim has brought a great deal to the table. I think Jim can go wrong sometimes when it's about personal grievances, but I think we've had some fantastic calls with him lately.
Okay, well, that was just my 2 cents in. Thank you, Paul. Bye.
Okay. I guess you could say, Randy, I got told off there, didn't I?
In a roundabout way.
I mean, all she failed to say at the end was, bless your heart.
Ooh.
I'm having trouble with the women in Georgia lately.
Yep.
And a few men. Gary is in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Paul.
Hey there. How are you?
The question I would have for you is, my mom and I watch you every day, and we love your show.
Thank you.
But how in the world can Tennessee be a number three seed?
There's no reason. John Feinstein, who has been covering college basketball for 45 years from the Washington Post, was with us earlier, and he said they very well could have. He said they should have switched places with Kentucky at the minimum, but he felt like they should have been a number one seed.
Well, I felt like they ought to have been a number two. We waited so long for a good Tennessee team playing at this time of year, and I think we got one.
Well, I agree with you. The seeding is always Tennessee has done everything lately, including earlier a win over one of the top seeds in the country. Jim is up next.
John Feinstein,
Jim?
Paul, is that you?
Yes, this is Paul.
I'm sorry, I was listening on the TV. I didn't hear you, but
that's okay.
Let me give you some straight stuff on this lady Pat that's calling me a bad call. Whatever you want, I don't care. Look, I felt sorry for the guy. I mean, for the lady. So what happened was, I let her on. You know, I followed her and she followed me on Twitter about a month and a half ago. Every day the lady would come in with my private messages. Please talk to me, Jim. She's talking about me being alone.
Just to make sure the audience understands, we're talking about the lady that just called in.
That lady that just called in, Pat, she was after me like girls used to go after Elvis, and I'm not just making that up.
So she was. I don't want to say she was stalking you, but it sounds like she was stalking you.
That's exactly what she was doing. That's the only word. That's a perfect word.
Okay.
She wouldn't do it. She even did it a little bit out there in the public, and that's what embarrassed me. I didn't. She got a husband. I didn't want any part of that, Paul. I don't want any part of that. But I wanted to be nice to the lady.
Jim, she has a husband. I've spoken to the guy, but you felt like she was stalking you.
Well, there's no doubt about it. She was. It bothered me so much because she would do it night and day, late at night, early, often.
What
so finally,
she,
I told her.
What type of things did she say to you, if I could ask you?
Just when you talk, why don't you talk to me, Jim?
Ooh.
Please talk to me.
Ooh.
You know, that kind of stuff. And I don't remember the just kept coming on there asking me. And she also said, you're the best caller. Said it over and over, you're the best caller.
Wow.
You're compelling. We love you. Now, she just contradicted everything that she told me privately. The lady has got a, what do you call that, a man on for me because I blocked her because she was bothering me, Paul. That's the bottom line.
Well, essentially, Jim, this is what we call a scorned woman.
What it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And if you can't tell by the way she sounds, I'm not telling a lie about what I'm telling you. Telling the pure truth.
Wow. When I was speaking to her a minute ago, I would have never guessed that you were going to reveal that she has been stalking you, and you said...
Well, that's over now because I blocked her. Do you not remember her calling me and talking nice about me every day?
Oh, yeah, of course
about
I do.
A month? Well, that proves that she's just kind of what she used to do.
Not to get personal here, but is there any reason why you didn't find her appealing?
Well, she's married, Paul. I don't know, and I don't... What have I got used for... I'm not going to say what... I'm trying to be careful what I say.
Okay.
But I was nice to her. I didn't mind being a friend of hers.
Okay.
She just kept pressing in, and I said, I've got to get out of
here.
Well,
I'm glad we cleared the air because, Randy, I was concerned when Pat called in a minute ago.
Well, I do remember she used to compliment me every day about I was the best caller. You know, I know you said you remember that.
Sure.
Okay. Well, now there you go.
Okay.
I did nothing except say when she kept badgering and you know doing that stuff. I just said I've got to, and so I blocked her.
Okay.
What else can I do? I blocked her.
Well, Jim, thank you for sharing that. Please.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think it's only fair that you agree that we let Pat come back and defend her honor. Pat, you're back on the air now.
I don't know what planet Jim is living on. He blocked me because I called him a jerk. You're talking about stalking someone. Jim doesn't want to cross me because I could tell you, I don't know if I should say this on the air or not, but he was, if anything, was stalking me because he wanted me to defend him against Kay.
Oh.
And that's the truth.
Pat, this sounds very much he said, she said.
Well, I'm telling the truth because where do you think I got your phone number?
That's a good point.
It wasn't me.
Should we go to the People's Court, Judge Judy?
Judge Judy, I'd
Judge
be all
Wapner.
Over
Is Judge Wapner still alive? Remember Judge Wapner?
I do.
Died.
I'm too old. No, but I'm telling you, the man's got a problem, and
I'm glad
problem,
to clear this up.
Him.
We will get more reaction to this in a minute. Apparently, a major chasm has broken out here. Jim and Pat, we'll get I-Man's opinion here in a few minutes. We're heading to the break. Hunter Yurecek, the athletic director at Arkansas. I'm sure he's happy to be part of this right now.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Back here on a Wednesday afternoon, two more play-in games tonight. One in particular, the Notre Dame-Rutgers game. Winner of that gets Alabama, so there'll be a lot of interest later today on that game. Indiana among the teams advancing last night. More of your phone calls here at 855-242-7285. It's been a busy program already this afternoon. And Sandman is up next in Columbia.
Hey, Paul. Hope you're doing all right.
We are doing great. Thank you.
Pat brings up a good point. Jim is really one of the most overrated calls there is. I mean, he's always whining. It's like you got 100 national championships. I mean, what are you complaining about? Oh, we only beat Alabama State by 62 points. I want to beat them by 70. He's always whining about something. I'm telling you, if we go World War III and we land that chopper, he ain't on there with me. He's staying back because that dude is a whiny baby. Oh, I don't get why people love him.
Hey, thanks, Sandman. Appreciate the call very much.
All right. Enter Sandman.
Joseph is up next in Mississippi. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, Mr. Paul. Thanks for my call. Good afternoon. They're doing well. Oh, my gosh. This is getting crazy over here. I mean, my gosh, Jim. Oh, I mean, you know, this wasn't exactly what I was going to call about first, but my gosh, it's like, like I said before, you know, whenever I first started listening to you when I was on my sales routes and I was in the car and I listened to you on the radio and you're basically about Alabama, which that's fine because, you know, we're in Birmingham and all that. But, I mean, this cat has...
Well, Joseph, let me say this, and I appreciate the call. You know, people, every caller is an individual. Thank you for that very much. We mentioned earlier today we would be talking to Hunter Yerchek, the vice chancellor and athletic director at the University of Arkansas. He has been honored as one of the leading athletic directors in the country, but we already knew that. Hunter, I know it's not about you. You've got a great staff and a tremendous infrastructure, but congratulations anyway for somebody who I know doesn't want to talk about himself very much, but it was a tremendous honor given to you recently, and we appreciate you coming on.
Well, Paul, thank you very much. And you're right. It is a great individual honor, but I will deflect the credit to the incredible head coaches that we have on our staff and our support staff, assistant coaches, and our 465 student athletes. And, of course, our Razorback Foundation donors, our season ticket holders. We get so much support throughout our state. And while this is an individual honor for me that I'm very proud of, it is definitively a team honor and part of our one Razorback family.
And a lot of times, you know, people are honored for various reasons. And the most important thing, other than running a highly reputable athletic department, is getting good personnel. And you've made some phenomenal choices across the board. We talk here so much about Sam Pittman when we were with you in Fayetteville a couple of months ago. And obviously, we had Coach Muss on the other day. I know that's where you are right now with the basketball program. Let's start there. And what just an unbelievable job the Arkansas Razorbacks have done this year, and especially Coach Muss and his staff.
He's done an incredible job. You know, I think many forgot we got off to a 0-3 start when the SEC season got underway. He made a slight adjustment, started a bigger lineup, and that kind of catapulted us to winning 15 out of our last 17 games. And he's a master at making those slight adjustments, not only during the course of the season, but during the course of the game. I've never seen a coach be more prepared and have his team more prepared from one game to the next.
And this is such an important time of the year, as Razorback fans found out last year with that very deep run. How would you describe to those who maybe don't have the fervor for college basketball like your fans, and we've seen that scene so many times, but you know what it means to not only be in the NCAA tournament, but to get on quite a run like the Razorbacks did, and many expect something similar this year?
Sure. Well, Paul, it's March Madness, and obviously our fans had fond memories of the Nolan Richardson days when we were consistently in the NCAA tournament, consistently in the Final Four, making deep runs and eventually winning a national championship. And that's what our fan base hungers for. And I think that's what you have seen is coming throughout the Southeastern Conference. The Southeastern Conference for the longest period of time was known as a football conference. And obviously we're very, very good in football, but we're really good in men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball. I think Commissioner Sankey shared with us, we won 9 national championships as a conference. And so, but this is a special event. This is March Madness. This is where, as men and women who play basketball, this is where you want to be. This is as special an event as it is in college athletics.
And of course, Arkansas taking on Vermont, which we had a guest on earlier today, thinks they're seated poorly. We hear that complaint, but anybody who follows Vermont knows how good they are. Let me switch gears to football just for a second. I don't want to interfere with college basketball, but many have described your hiring of Sam Pittman as one of the seminal hires that we have seen in a very long time, primarily because nobody really knew who he was. And Musselman was known. He'd been an NBA coach. He'd been a successful college coach at Nevada, but Sam Pittman was an offensive line coach. He wasn't even a coordinator, and now he's considered one of the top coaches in the SEC. I know you've talked about it so many times, but just the job that he has done and the desire to keep him at Arkansas for as long as possible.
Yeah, Sam has done an incredible job. He put together a great staff, starting with Barry Odom, Kendall Briles, our offensive coordinator. And he's been able to keep the core of that staff together. And what he has changed is just the culture of our football program, was where the young men, when they take that field each and every Saturday, that they feel that they are prepared to win that football game. And they have a love for Sam and his staff, and Sam has a love for them. They have a confidence in each other. And he's changed the culture of our state. I mean, our state loves this football program, and everything's just a little bit better in the state of Arkansas right now because of what Sam Pittman and his staff and those young men have done on the field. And he was an unknown to most, but he was not an unknown within the state of Arkansas. It's been well documented that many of his former student athletes, the offensive linemen that he coached when he was at the University of Arkansas, really went to bat for him with me, that he was the right person for this job. And I have to give those former linemen credit, because really without their endorsement and without them pushing me, Sam Pittman may not be the head football coach at the University of Arkansas right now.
And not to drag you into other searches, because that's not the intent, but it's such an important job of an athletic director to make the right call. And those of us on a talk show like this, you know, we throw names out, we speculate, we go with hot names, successful names. But that is not an easy thing to do. When you make that hire, you alluded to it a second ago, how many people do you rely on in making personnel changes?
I rely on people that I trust within the industry that have worked with coaches and understand me as a person and the type of people that I want to work with, and that I can talk about the culture specifically at the University of Arkansas within the state of Arkansas to find great fits, because there's a number of great coaches out there, Paul, but sometimes they're coaches that are not a great for your institution, for your community, for your state. And when you can hit a home run is when you find that person that is that perfect fit, that's a great coach and is a great fit within your state. And I don't think anybody could argue that Sam Pittman is a great fit for the University of Arkansas and the state of Arkansas.
We had Commissioner Sankey on Friday when we were in Tampa, and I know this is a story that will continue to gather a lot of conversation, but the presidents met in Tampa, the athletic directors met, and I know one thing that is continually being discussed is what the future looks like with Texas and Oklahoma coming in here in a couple of years. As a very prominent and senior member of this league, can you give us any insight on that conversation? We're not asking for confidential information, but just more of where we are in that debate.
Yeah, I mean, we are planning schedules and strategizing for Texas and Oklahoma to become members of the Southeastern Conference on July 1st, 2025. Commissioner Sankey has said there's some key reasons for that, both on our side and on their side. And until he tells us differently, that's what we're planning for. So as we talk about football schedules, men's, women's basketball, baseball schedules, and as you run the gamut to the league, we're working on schedules that would begin with the 25-26 athletic season.
But as we all know, schedules have to be approached. And I know that even if it doesn't happen until then, there's a lot to figure out. How do you and your colleagues, the men and women who represent these now 16 institutions, figure it out?
It's a great question, Paul, because we all wear our university hats. I wear my University of Arkansas hat, and what Commissioner Sankey asked the athletic directors to do in many of those meetings when we're talking about scheduling is take your university hat off and put on the hat of the SEC, and let's make decisions that are in the best interest of our conference. And that's challenging for athletic directors because if you talk to about a football schedule that may work for the University of Arkansas at this time may not be the best football schedule for the University of Alabama and where their football program is. But as 16 athletic directors, we all have some things that we think are best for our institution, but we got to make sure what's best for our institution, that we're looking globally at what's best for the Southeastern Conference. And that's what I think Greg Sankey does just a masterful job of doing, is bringing 16 individual institutions, 16 individual athletic directors, presidents, and chancellors together to make decisions that are in the collective best interest of the Southeastern Conference.
Hunter Yurchak joining us as Arkansas prepares for March Madness. Hunter, again, congratulations on being singled out with several of your colleagues as among the best in your field. It is a tremendous and distinct honor. Enjoy the basketball. Hopefully it will be a long run, and we look forward to talking and seeing you soon.
Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate you having me on, and go Hogs.
You got it. Hunter Yurchak joining us from way up east as the Razorbacks get ready for Vermont. We will take a break. More of your phone calls after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Here, we're back here, final 30 minutes. I-Man is up next.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Your contest is getting pretty heated out there.
It is.
I tell you, you got a good race there with Joe and Jeff.
East Coast.
All the rest of them. Yeah, and I tell you what, Squirrel has probably got the highest percentage of any of the votes I've seen. I mean, he just dominated. But it looks like Joe may take this one in away from Jeff, and I don't think it has anything to do with north, south, east, anything like that. I think it just has to do with the people like Joe's calls. But it is interesting. You know, Paul, I've been listening for a long time, and one thing I do best is listen. I just sit back and I listen, and I see how people kind of change their attitudes from week to week, month to month, whatever, year to year. And in many years, in a particular case. But we've heard this one guy attack his family. He attacked all the people that he's ever come across in his entire life. He's blocked everybody in the world on Facebook. And then we hear in the conversations today, and I'm just going to base it on the conversations that we have had personally on this program and things we've heard about personally on this program. I've got Jim's phone calls recorded on a DVD at 3 o'clock in the morning telling me how ugly I was and how I wasn't your favorite and all those kind of things because I called him out. I questioned him because he said, you made him say something. And I said, did Paul make you say it? Or you said, so he, therefore I'm Judas. All right. Squirrel had the same issue. Jim's calling him day and night. Squirrel told you on here. He even tried to block him and Jim got through to his own personal phone. I had some conversations with Legend, and Legend said the same thing. He's calling him day and night at work. He can't sleep, you know, whatever. And it's always about somebody call in and say something good about me and stand up for me. And then we take the actual phone calls today, the last Jim phone call, not all the rest of them, but the last one, and Pat's call. And what Jim said is pretty much what he's been saying for 20 years about Squirrel, Legend, myself, his family, you, everybody, because we're all Judas. And Pat said some key things. Stand up for me. Say something good about me against Kay. And I tell you what, that's all the credibility in the world. That is all the credibility in the world. And we know who the stalker is, and it's not Pat. It's been Jim. It's been Jim for 20 years. It's been Jim for 77 years. Well, let's take that back. 75 and a half years. I give him the first 2.5 years because he's a kid still squatting to pee and probably messing his diaper up. So we'll give him those 2.5. About 3, he should have been trained at some point. But it's obvious none of that has worked. But I think Jim is a stalker. And talking about Judas, now, yesterday your conversation with Jim was going on and on about Legend being Judas and how he turned on him and all those kind of things. I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, Legend has been to the remotes with you. He's been a great caller all these years. He and I have had some verbal knockdowns, and we've had some eyeball disagreements. But you know what? A good caller is a good caller. And Legend has always been a very creative caller. He came in creative. Him and K-Dub came in together, and they were very creative and created a major part in this program and have been since. And I just don't see Legend, whether I agree with his life or anything like that, from what we know, I just don't see Legend being the stalker in this conversation. I see it being Jim. I think Jim is the Judas. He's been the Judas to you. He's been the Judas to everybody else he's ever dealt with and communicated with because they disagreed with him. It was a simple disagreement, and Jim went off on these people. But everybody in the world has been over backward trying to befriend Jim. Are all of those fair statements?
Well, I can't go through it line by line, but
they're all fair statements. It's the truth. I've got no reason to lie. I mean, I've been sitting here listening to this program. You said I'm as good a listener as there has been to your program. I'm not stretching Jim out because I disagree with him. I'm putting the facts on the table just like Augie would. I may not be a lawyer, but I'm a troubleshooter, and I can arbitrate this, and you can see through it, and you know you can see through it, and you know what I'm telling you is true, but you don't want to knock Jim because he's probably got a dirty diaper again. Somebody's got to clean his ass up. I mean, that's all it. Take him out back and hose him down. Put a choke chain on him. Take him down the street like that petulant dog that he is. Let him pee on the neighbor's mailbox and then put him back in his damn cage. Have a good afternoon.
Woo. Drop the mic. John is up next in Missouri. Hello, John.
Your questions or comments, please.
About the last call or something you want me to answer?
Well, Paul, let's cut to the chase here. I mean, I tried to call in a couple of times last couple of weeks, and I've been down with the COVID. But anyway, I mean, I just wanted to make a couple of comments about the two people who are on the show a lot, and I just, sure. You know, it's becoming very, very apparent that these people are very full of themselves, and they need to, I guess they need to wake up and smell the coffee. And the first one is Legend. And Legend, in my opinion, quite frankly, comes off very pompous and arrogant. And, you know, he reminds me of the former governor of Alabama, the way he talks about stuff, which is very condescending and very repulsive. And then, and you know the governor I'm talking about. We don't have to bring all that up. And then
you
on
know,
top
John,
of that,
Alabama's had so many bad governors.
This is a guy going way back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
I'm probably older than you are. You know who I'm talking about.
I think we all know who the most famous governor of Alabama
And then
was.
On top of that, you know, Legend is, quite frankly, Paul, Legend needs to have a discussion about his issue with Mr. Anheuser-Busch, because he has a problem, and that's part of it. And then on top of that, we had I-Man calling in here who tries to act like Mr. Kenny Stabler, pontificating on everything and tries to act cool. And it's really ridiculous, in my opinion. And I think more people need to step to the plate and give constructive comments about what's going on in the SEC. And, you know, quit playing favorites to these people like I-Man and Legend who call in all the time, and they're just talking jibber-jabber. So to that end, Paul, I really don't have anything else to say, but I think my opinion is probably good night.
Probably. Yeah, probably. I think it is probably. Probably. Done with that call. Pat is up next in Georgia. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Paul. Bless your heart, Paul.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
In the immortal words of Tennessee Ernie Ford, bless your little pea-picking heart. You know that I've been listening to your show for a good while,
yes.
At least 5 years before the SEC came on ESPN. Now, I didn't listen to you in Birmingham, but Jim from Tuscaloosa at one time was a great caller. Jim has metastasized, and I chose that word carefully, into a caller who does nothing but criticize, complains, and condemns. And he is criticizing and complaining and condemning you, everybody that puts on the Paul Feinbaum show, and all the callers that are the guts of your show. I know why it happens. This is a talk show, and you want to generate people to call in. I'm concerned about you being drawn to the flame. What do you think?
Well, Pat, I appreciate that, and I know it's meant constructively. I find some of this entertaining, not all of it. It's a balance to have the good with the bad. I thank you very, very much for the call. We have time for one more caller?
Sure.
Just a second. Jim is up next.
Okay, that's it for me, baby. That's all I'm going to take from you. You lied to me. You let these creeps come on here and lie. You know damn well they're lying. I ain't done nothing. You saw what Legend did to me. You saw what the damn lady. I've got. I'm looking at the mail that this lady sent me on Twitter. I can prove what she said. I'm done with you, Fine Bomb. I've had it with you. I gave you a chance. I don't want any more of this crap. This is dirty. It's evil. And you're evil. I'm telling you. And I'm done. Thank you very much for all the wonderful pastimes. Good day.
That's it for this show today. We are back live tomorrow, as always, taking your phone calls. Hope you have a great night.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.